Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Moko nanarabaka shekeririo koshe baka neneke. Ukurarabaka. Father, we continually call upon your holy name. We continually say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and glorious holy name. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you are cleaning us up, making us fit for your kingdom, O God, that every spot you're taking it off of us, O God, off of our garments. You're making our garments white as snow, O God. And Father, I thank you that you are King of justice. You are King of righteousness, and we're your people, O God. We could call on you morning, noon, and night, and we can depend on you, Father God. Even when it seems like you're far away, you're close by in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, O God, that we can call on your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you won't reject us, O God, that you won't be angry with us. In the name of your anger is but for a moment, O God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that we're turning our steps towards you more and more. We're coming closer with you, O God, as never before, Father God. And so, Father, today we cover ourselves, we cover our families and our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let your fire surround us, O God, and protect us in the name of Jesus. Our lives, keep our lives and protect them from all destructions, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory be our covering and protect our back, O God. Hold us up, O God, and we will be safe. The name of Jesus is a strong tower, and I thank you, Lord God, that we can run into it and be safe, O God. Lord, you make us to dwell in safety. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, set us in the safety from them that puffet us, O God. Let us dwell in your land, in our land safely, O God. Lead us safely, and we will not fear. Let the sea, Yokurabaka, overwhelm our enemies, O God. Let us lie down and rest in safety, Father God. We will dwell in safety, and nothing shall make us afraid. In the name of Jesus, keep us as the apple of your almighty eye. Hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings. We trust in the covert of your wings, O God. In the name of Jesus, in the shadow of your wings, we trust, O God. Be our covert from the storm and the rain. Be our covert from the wind and the tempest, O God. Cover our heads in the day of battle, Father God. In the name of Jesus, cover us with the shadow of your hands. Cover us with your mighty feathers, O God. Defend us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you are our defense and our refuge, O God. Defend us, O God, and deliver us, Father God. Let your glory be our defense, Father, in the name of Jesus. Defend us from those who rise up against us. Lord, I thank you that you are a shield and you are a hiding place. Lord, surround us with your shield of protection, O God. Bring them down, O Lord, our shield. You are our shield, O God. Let your truth be our shield, O God. We thank you for truth even in the innermost parts of us, O God. Lord, you are our sun and our shield. Lord, you are our shield and exceeding great reward. We will not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us because you are a shield for us, O God. You are a strong tower from the enemy, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for what you've done for us even in 2013. As we're just in the third day, O God, but you have moved mightily by your spirit. You have, O God, in the name of Jesus, moved mountains out of our way. You have, O God, kept the hand of the enemy from off of us, O God. You have, O God, given us abundant life. You have, O God, given us strength to get out of bed every day. You have, O God, protected us as we go in, as we come out, O God. O Father God, you have provided for us in Jesus' name. And all last year and the years before, you have been a mighty provider, O God. You made sure, Father God, we didn't have to eat out the trash can, oh God, and we lift up those even now who are eating out of trash cans, oh God. And, Father, we thank you that this year, oh God, that they will be able to eat like kings and queens, oh God, that they will come to you, Father God, that they will give their lives to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even those who are without a place to lay their heads, who don't have a morsel of bread or a drop of water, we thank you that you are a provider and you provide for all of us on the earth. You reign on the just as well as on the unjust. And, Father, we are blessed to be able to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. We are blessed to be able to call upon the name of the Most High God. We are blessed to be able to call on Jesus, who sits at your right hand and intercede for us. We are blessed that we can say, Jesus, 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 and you hear and you answer. Well, good evening and welcome to Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. This is our first show in 2013. We honor the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, our great and mighty Creator. Happy New Year to each of you. We are so glad you joined us for Boys to Men's and Girls to Ladies this afternoon. And you can follow along with us if you like. We're going to be reading from Psalms 44. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive out the heathen and plant, how thou didst drive out the heathen with thy hand and plantest them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadest favor unto them. Thou art my king, my God. O my God, command deliverances for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are a God who command deliverances. Well, today, I just thank God for each of you being on with us today. And, you know, we are so blessed that we are in the land of the living in 2013. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, it's amazing when you look back over your life and you see what God has done. And you can't help but say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I give you praise. Lord, I give you glory and thanksgiving for all that you've done. And we can even thank him ahead of time for what he's about to do, because he's always moving on his children's behalf. He keeps us in the palm of his almighty hand. Can you imagine the size of God's palm? I can't even begin to imagine. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, that all things are passed away. And behold, all things are brand new in our lives, O God. We repent, Father God, for anything that we did against your will in 2012 and even in 2013, O God. We ask forgiveness, O God, for all of our sins, transgressions, trespasses, little foxes that spoil our vine, every error, O God. You said, who can know our errors? Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you put off all our former conversations and the ways of the old man. In the name of Jesus, we are now new creatures ready to be used by you. We thank you, O God, that you have removed the spots from our garment in the name of Jesus, and you're making us fit for your kingdom, O God. We thank you for renewed minds that we think on these things, O God. We think on the things that are true, things that are honorable, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are of a good report. And, Father God, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, we will think on these things. And I thank you, Lord God, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengtheneth us, not just one day, but every day. He gives us strength. And, Lord, we thank you for the supernatural protection, for each and every family in our nation throughout the world, O God. And, Father, I thank you, O God, for being Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider for your people, O God. Provide for those who don't have, O God, who don't have a place to live, who don't have food to eat. Provide mightily for your people, O God. Show up and show out, O God. In the name of Jesus, show your people that you are the mighty I am, the one who told Moses when they asked, say, I am that I am. And still, you are still in 2013. You are, you am that you am. I thank you that you are the mighty great I am. And Father, I thank you for fathers. I thank you for mothers, for children, for grandparents, uncles, aunts, and cousins. And Father, we thank you for blessing us to see a new year, 2013. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you again. I thank God that we made it into 2013. We are so blessed. And I don't know but you, about you, but every day I'm thanking him for blessing me to see 2013. I'm thanking him for waking me up every morning. I thank him even in the middle of the night. When I turn over, I can say, thank you, Lord. Even when he wake me up and tell me to intercede for somebody, I'm thanking him then. I thank him, oh God, for the strength that he put in my body every day. And, you know, we've been studying in Psalms 18 for quite some time. So we're going to continue our study until the Lord move us to another passage of Scripture. And, you know, he's so great. I'm so glad I don't have to depend on my mind as to what message to bring forth. The mighty I am, he is so great. He let us know what to bring forth. So I thank him. I don't have to depend on my own understanding. I can depend upon his and be led by his spirit. Well, you know, we've been saying this for quite some time, a few weeks now. Psalms 18, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. And, you know, it's nothing like love to God. We have to love him. He didn't just wish that we do. He commanded that we do so. He said the first and great commandment is that we love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And then we're to love each other. The second commandment is like unto that. We're to love each other like we love ourselves. So I thank God today for the mighty word. You know, and I'm going to read all the way down, and then we're going to be discussing some other verses. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, and my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. So this is where we're going to begin in our study today in Psalms 18:5. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. Now, you know, it's by the mercy of God that we're alive today. We don't keep ourselves alive. Father God keeps us alive morning, noon, and night. He's the one who makes sure we wake up. He calls our name in the mornings, and, you know, we answer and we get up. But it's not by our power, not by our might, but it's by his strength. He gives us strength to get up. Our brain functions well. Our limbs of our body function well. And he gives us strength to get up out of the bed on a daily basis. So, you know, we are so blessed that the Most High God knows our, not only our name, he's so awesome, he even knows how many hairs we have on our head. Isn't he great? I mean, he's an awesome God. Can you imagine? I got so many hairs on my head, I don't even know how many I got on there myself. But my Father God knows how many. So in Psalms 18:5, where we're going to be beginning our study, The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. And, you know, hell or Sheol, that's the grave or the unseen state that, you know, one day we'll all be going in the grave. The grave or the unseen state. Deuteronomy 32:22 talks about the grave or the unseen state. For a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. Now that that's some fire. So, you know, God, he made heaven and earth, and he has a place for those who don't obey him. Hell, he has a place for those who don't obey him. And I'm telling you, it's not a place where I want to go. I want to go and spend, you know, the eternity with my Father. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. Don't you know I want to be with my Father all the days of my life? Job 11:8. It is ash is as high as heaven. What canst thou do? Deeper than hell, what canst thou know? So God knows everything. Even what's going on in hell, he knows about it. He knows what's going on in heaven. There is no place that he's not. He said he'll go with us even to the depths of the earth. He'll go with us everywhere. Job 26 says, hell is naked before him, and destruction have no covering. In other words, he knows what's going on in the earth. He knows what's going on in hell. Oh, we don't. I know he tells us in his word, I don't want to go there. So I'm making preparations to go live with my Father in eternity all the days of my life. Psalms 9:17, the wicked shall be turned into hell and all the nations that forget God. Now, you know, we got to be real, real careful in our nation because our nation is beginning to take God out of the workplace. First, it started with the school, with the children. Can you imagine? Innocent children. First, they started taking prayer out the school, Bible reading out the school. They start with the children with these things. Why? Because we allow it. We don't get up and say, wait a minute now, that's enough. We don't say, that's enough, devil. You can't come now, our dwelling. You can't come this way no more. We got to stand up and fight like David did. David took out his slingshot, and he killed a bear, a lion, and don't you know he killed a big old giant, even when he was a boy now. And you know, when he was a man, it said David killed his 10,000, Saul killed his 1,000. So, you know, David was a warrior, and we got to be warriors also. We got to war against those things that try to come up against our children, our families. We got the war, fight. We got the fight, the good fight of faith. You know, Satan ain't trying to leave us alone. He's trying to make sure we go to Sheol, make sure we go to hell. But I know, my God, he's standing for and waiting for us to come to heaven. So at the appointed time, when we leave here, we have a choice. It depends on how you living down here. If you living down here according to God's plan for your life, you're going to go and live with God in heaven. And if you don't live, you take a choice to live like the devil down here, guess who you're going to spend eternity with? So we got to live like God. We got to keep God's spirit within us. We got to read the word, study the word, live the word, obey the word. Psalm 16:10, for thou wilt not leave our soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Psalms 18:5, where I just read, the sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. Psalms 18:4-5, the ropes of death had become tangled around me. The torrents of destruction had me overwhelmed. The ropes, the grave had surrounded me. The clutches of death had confronted me. You know, David said he felt like he was about to die. He felt death was so close to him, it was like something wrapped all around him. he couldn't escape. It seemed like he couldn't escape from it. Destruction was about to take him over, he said. He said it was like cords, you know, rope. You ever, you know, got tangled up in a rope? I know when I was a child, I used to jump rope. And sometimes my feet get all tangled up and can't hardly get out of it. Or you ever gotten tangled up in something? And you say, how did I get myself in this here mess? It's a mess when you get tangled up in something. So David was saying, you know, it was like rope all around him. Death was like that on him. It had a tight hold on him. It was beginning to squeeze the life out of him. He didn't know which way to turn. Every way he turned, it was death. Right so close that he had to, he had even had trouble breathing. You know, when rope get tied around you and get tied tight enough, you ever, you know, put on a belt and then you go out to eat. And boy, that belt gets so tight, you say, oh my God, I can't hardly breathe. Well, can you imagine something over your whole body like that? Not just the belt, but from your, maybe around your brain, around your head and on down around your entire body, a rope clutching you. Can't hardly breathe, trying to catch your breath. This thing was so real. In the midst of all that, death was trying to get a hold of David, but he refused to give in to it. He said nothing or no one could help him because no one knew what to do to help him. He was in so much turmoil. He was going through, and, you know, he just had to call on the name of the Lord. Now, you know, this was a spiritual battle. And when you're in a spiritual battle, you got spiritual cords wrapped around you, you got to call on the Lord. Your people can't, your friends can't even see the cord. That you say, oh, my God, this thing that gripped me, I can't even get it off of me. You know, like a spider caught up in a spider web. That thing just all over him. I don't know, but, you know, I've ran into a spider web before, and that thing get all over you. You got to try to get it off you. Sometimes it's pieces left on you. You're trying to get it off. You're trying to, you know, wipe it all off you. And nobody, sometimes it's so thin you can't even see it. So, you know, you got to call on the Lord. When you get entangled in mess so heavy you can't get yourself out, you got to call on the name of the Lord. You got to say, Abba, Father, deliver me out of this mess that I find myself in, this turmoil that I'm going through. You got to call on the name of the Lord. And you know what? We are so blessed because he hears us. He hears us out of his temple. His voice, you know, we could cry, you know, so loud when we're in pain and we're in distress because of what we're going through, what we're facing. But our God will hear our cry. He said the sorrows of death, you know, was going through. He was going through so much. He heard with his very own ears. Nobody related the message to him. You know, we didn't have to call God on the phone. We didn't have to text message him. We didn't even have to email, send him a telegram. We used our voice, and we cried out to him. And I thank God he's faithful and loyal. He heard us even before we opened our mouths to call unto him. He heard us. And, you know, we could cry to God. We could cry unto him. We don't just have to take it. Verse 6 of Psalms 18. In my distress, David said, I called unto the Lord, and he cried unto my God. He cried unto God. And guess what he said? God heard his voice out of his temple, and his cry came before him, even into his ears. Now, you know, sometimes you could think you hear something, but God hears us when we call. We can whisper and he can hear us. So we can cry loud and he can hear us. And David, you know, he started crying out. And it came to pass in the process of time, Exodus 2:23. And the children, in the process of time, that the king died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of bondage. And they cried and cried, and their cry came up before God by reason of bondage. They were in so much bondage, but they knew they were in bondage now. Sometimes we can be in bondage and don't even know it. We could be all wrapped up in all kind of mess and don't even realize it before it's too late. And then we got to, you know, God is not going to allow his children to stay all wrapped up in mess when we crying out to him. We doing our best to come before him and to live a holy life. We could say, Lord, this thing has been bugging me and bugging me and bugging me and bugging me, and I'm crying out to you today, oh God. Have mercy on me, Father God. Hear my cries, oh God. Hear me calling unto you, Father. Answer my prayers. Come speedily, oh God. Don't you know he ain't going to just let you just stay there like that? He's going to come. He's going to come when you call him. Exodus 14:10, crying unto God. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And they were so afraid, and their children, and the children of the Israel, they cried unto the Lord. Just like them, you know, when the enemy is right on our heels, we can say, Abba, Father, have mercy, Lord God. Father, I don't know what to do about this situation, but you said if I cry unto you, O God, you would hear, you would answer, you would deliver me. So I'm crying unto you today, O God. Exodus 7:4, crying unto God. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They are be almost ready to stone me. You know, they were angry with Moses. Moses was doing what God told him to do. And when, you know, he told the people what God told him, they were so angry they wanted to kill him. They wanted to take stones and throw at him. Now, you know, we got to be careful. We can't throw stones at other people. We got to look at ourselves in the mirror. The mirror I'm talking about is the Word of God. When you read the Word of God, it's a mirror unto you. It'll show you who you are. It'll show you your errors. You ever, you know, go, you hear a pastor speaking, you go like, sometimes maybe it makes you agitated. You know, that's because God is touching on something. He's showing you the mirror of life through a pastor. Don't get mad at the pastor. Don't, you know, those people got mad at Moses, but he was just a messenger. Don't get mad at your pastor. Don't get mad at the people who telling you, even when your children tell you something. Don't get mad at them when they're telling you the truth. Just accept the truth and say, Lord, forgive me because they are right. I did this and I did that, and I ask you to forgive me. So don't get mad at the messenger. Just obey God through the messenger, what the messenger is telling you. Judges 3:9, crying unto God. Crying unto God. And when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised up a deliverer to the children of Israel who delivered them when Othel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother. So God has messengers. He sends deliverers. And Moses was a deliverer. And our pastors and, you know, so forth, they help us get delivered from all that rope that's tied around, all that bondage that's tied around us. Psalms 34:6, crying unto God. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Now, don't wait till you get in trouble to call on him because, you know, God may say, wait a minute, I heard that voice a while back. It's been a long time since I heard that voice, but now they're calling on me when they get in trouble. But God wants us to call on him every day. We don't have to cry and cry every day. So don't wait till you get in trouble. Let God know your voice. Oh, yeah, that's my daughter. Yeah, that's my son. And he knows your name. Be so familiar with God, you know, that you know his voice and that he knows your voice. Don't you know he gave you voice? He gave each person a voice. So make sure that God knows your voice, but make double sure that you know the voice of God. You know, even when we cry unto him, he hears our cries. He hears our prayers. Job 34:28 says, so that they cause the cry of the poor to come up to him, and he heareth the cry of the afflicted.
Now, you know, afflictions are going to come, but they don't last always. So you can cry unto him when you're afflicted. You can cry unto him when you're up on top of the mountain. You say, yeah, Lord, thank you, Jesus, I made it out the valley. That valley experience didn't take me out. I'm able to be on the mountaintop with you, Lord God. I thank you that you were in the valley with me, Lord, and you deliver me out of all my afflictions. Isn't he good? Psalms 4:3. But know that the Lord has set apart him that is godly for himself. Look at that. God set apart the godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call, when the godly call unto him. He isn't going to ignore you. You just call on the name of the Lord. He will hear our cries when we call on him. Call on his name morning, noon, and night. When you get up in the morning, call on his name. Bend the knee. Bend the knee. You got a lot to be grateful for, a lot to be thankful for. Just call on his name. Even in the midnight hour, you could call on his name. You could call on him, you know, in the traffic, when you're driving in the traffic, or when you're just walking somewhere. You could say, Lord, I thank you that you are my God and that you hear my voice. And, Lord, I'm concerned about this and I'm concerned about that. And, Lord, I've talked to friends. I've talked to my pastor. I've talked to this person and that. But I don't seem to get no help. But, Lord, I know that you are my help. I know, Lord, you are my strength. And don't you know 2 Samuel 22:7 says, in my distress I call unto the Lord. And I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter his ears. Isn't that awesome? Yes, indeed. Psalms 34:15. This is, you know, God is a divine God, and he has divine ears. He can hear the whole world talking to him at one time and know every individual voice. Now, isn't that awesome? 20 million people can call on him at one time, but he know and he can hear every prayer, every person he knows who it is. Now, you know, I don't know no human being can hear. I can't even hear 3-4 prayers at one time and know who it is. So we serve an amazing God. Psalms 34:15, the Lord, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. Psalms 94:9, God is attentive. He is attentive to the prayers of the saints. He is attentive to the prayers of the saints. He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? Of course he does. He hears all. It's not a conversation in the world that God doesn't hear. He hears every conversation you have. And don't you know he's so awesome? Even before you have the conversation, he already know what you're going to talk about. So we have to be careful with our conversation. Because, you know, he's listening to our conversation. God hears every word that we say, and even before we know what we're going to say, he already knows it. Don't we serve an awesome king? He's a mighty king. He's the almighty God. And I tell you what, I am so glad. I'm glad that he chose me to be his servant, his very elect child. So in 1 Peter 3:12, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Oh, my God. Now, notice his eyes are upon the righteous. But when his face is shown, ooh, anger. He's against them that do evil. Nobody can see God's face and live. Nobody can see God and live.
when it says his face is against them that do evil, they ain't going to live. He's going to kill them. I know he's merciful, but don't you know he will kill people too? Yes, he will. He's done it. Read your word. He is also, he said, vengeance belong to him. What you think vengeance is? Yes, vengeance against them that do evil. Those that do evil in the land, don't you think they're getting away with it? Now, they may think they are, but guess what? You cannot do wrong and get by. That is the saying of old. Our parents used to tell us that. You can't do, there used to be a song, you can't do wrong and get by. So we got to be faithful to God. We got to keep our ears and eyes open unto our God. We got to bend the knee. We got to study the word. We got to show ourselves faithful and loyal to our King. David said in his distress, he called upon the Lord and cried unto his God. God is so faithful to us. Why wouldn't we be faithful to him? Why wouldn't we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven? God is faithful to all his children. No matter what we're going through, he's able to set us free from it. He hears and he answers our prayers. But we got to call on him. We can't just sit and say, oh, well, I know God knows what I'm going through. No. You got to call on him. You got to ask him, Lord, help me with this. Lord, please help me with that. Lord, I'm asking for guidance. Lord, I don't know what to do about this situation. Lord, you promised you would counsel me. You are my counselor. So I need some wisdom today, oh God. I need some wise counsel from you, Father God. So we got to call on him, even in the midnight hour. He'll answer us. Now, sometimes he don't answer us immediately. But I tell you what, he heard the request. He may not just move just like that. Sometimes we have to wait on God. And that's a good thing, waiting on God. He's doing so much. Wait, it's awesome. You know, if you have to wait on your children to hurry and get dressed and you're running late for work, that's not good. And you have to wait on somebody, you're trying to get to church on time, or you got an appointment, you got a deadline, you got to be there at a certain time. That's not good when you're waiting on. Well, when you wait on the Most High God, woo, there are benefits in waiting on God. Great benefits. Don't you know he say he load us up with benefits every day? We serve an awesome God now, and he is the most powerful God there is. Don't you know people serve other gods? Yes, they do. That's why God said, don't have no other gods before me, because there are other gods that people serve. And sometimes people don't even know they're serving other gods. They think they're serving the only true God. But when we don't obey him, we don't study his word, we don't pray, we're serving another God. We got to serve the Most High God, the only true and living God. He's the only one who can hear our thoughts and the intents of our heart. He knows. He made us. The devil didn't create you. God created you. He is the creator, the divine creator. He created you, and guess what? He loves you so much, he created you in his own very image. Now, what a great God that is. He could have created you in the image of a donkey or a duck or a cow or anything, but he created us in his image. That means that we should look like him. How are we going to look like him if we don't know the word? If you just open it up and, you know, you've got the dust off of it. Oh, my goodness, this Bible and got so dusty. And then you go, you can't even read it because you ain't practiced it. But you got to read the word, study the word, show yourself approved unto God. You know, he is our creator, and he's the one who's going to take you out of this world, and then it's you who make the choice now which direction you're going in. He's just going to send you to your choice. See, your choice. Isn't that great? He allowed us to make a choice as to what direction he wants us to go in. Isn't that awesome?
He ain't just say, okay, everybody going to heaven. Now, why would Jesus need to come if everybody going to heaven? Why would Jesus say, Lord, if this cup could pass for me, why would Jesus have to go through death on the cross if everybody's going to heaven? Don't you believe it? And guess what? Ain't no place where you're going to go as a holding place either. You either going up or down. Choose this day whom you will serve. If you serving God to the best of your ability, don't you know? Now, of course, you know, he said he winked at ignorance one time. He don't wink at ignorance no more. He's calling everybody to repent. And don't you know daily I sin? I don't know all God's laws. Do you? Do you know all God's statutes? Do you know all of his laws? Do you know, can you even remember all the promises you made to him? Are you keeping them? You know, when you were sick in your bed, you said, Lord, if you just let me get out of this sickness, I'll do this, I'll do that, and I'll do the other. Did you keep those promises? Don't you know he's faithful even when we don't keep every promise? You say, well, I know Caritha wasn't going to keep all them promises. I knew Sister G wasn't going to do that. But she thought she was. She made it in sincerity and honesty. But guess what? She didn't keep it. So I ain't going to take her out for that. I'll give her more time. I'll remind her of the promise she made so she can be a woman of integrity. You know, we serve an awesome God. We serve the King of Kings now. I'm talking about the one who made the ear hear every conversation you have. You know those little conversations you say, girl, don't tell nobody. Don't you know God knows that? He know already. You see, now this is a secret. Don't you know God know every secret in the world? He even know when the terrorists going to come. But if we ain't consulting him and saying, Lord, alert our government. Let them know before terrorists come so we'll know how to stop them, oh God. He know the enemy going to come to you. He even sometimes let him come. He said, have you considered my servant? He or she is perfect in all their ways. He said, where are you going? I'm going to and fro the earth. He said, wait a minute. Consider my servant. Well, no, God, because you know what? You've given her this. You've given him that. They got so much they spoil. They know you good to them. You give them a home to live in. You've given them electricity. You've given them computers. You've given them 10 TVs, one for every room in their house. Lord, you just done spoiled them. That's why they keep on serving you. But if you take everything from them, they ain't going to serve you no more. They just serve you for your hand. They don't want you. They just serve you for what you can give them, Lord. And so he said, okay, well, you take all that from them, and I'll show you they're still going to serve you. So guess what? In Katrina, I lost everything in one day. But guess who I'm still serving? The great and mighty I am. He said, yep, I told you she was going to serve. You know, even when he allowed the devil to touch my body, but he didn't take me out, he said, well, now, look, don't kill her. So, you know, sickness came. I still serve my God. I still praise him right on. Healing came. I still serve him. I still praise him right on. You know, sometimes we can just have so much. And we just take God for granted. We just say, well, you know, we don't even think about it. We just take him for granted. But we got to be careful because we can fall into something and not know how blessed we are and not bless the giver. We got to bless our God. Yes, he wants us to think of him. He thinks of us constantly. He wants us to think of him and his goodness, his mercy. He is so good to us. I tell you what, have you ever visited a foreign country where people, and even, I'm telling you, you don't even have to go. I take that back. You don't have to go to a foreign country. You can drive down the streets of your city, and you can see people eating out the trash can. They are hungry. But in this country, if you go to the right trash can, you're going to get lots of food. Because we throw so much away. We are wasteful. In other countries, they don't throw a drop of water or a crumb of bread away. I tell you, we have much to be thankful for. The children pile their plate, eat two spoons, and throw the rest away. Oh, no. We got to thank God and be grateful for what he's given us. We cannot be wasteful. Many times I've put food in the refrigerator, didn't cook it fast enough, wasted it. I had to repent. Lord, forgive me, for I did not take care of what you gave me. I just acted like more was coming before that left. So, you know, we got to be grateful because hard times come to us sometimes. But I tell you what, be faithful to God. Wait on him. We have to wait on him when it seems like he's forgotten us. He hasn't forgotten. He made the mind. Don't you know he don't forget? He made your fingerprints. He even know your fingerprints. You don't know him, but he knows them. He know your voice print. He made your voice like none other. Even those who can imitate your voice, there's a difference in the voice if you listen close enough. God knows the color of your eyes because he ordered the color of your eyes. He knows the color of your skin because he ordered that color for your skin. You can't do nothing about it, but he made sure of everything concerning you. God ordered it. Don't you think he didn't? You know, when you say, God, I'm going through this, don't you know he's allowing you to go through it? He already know what you're going to go through. He got tailor-made things for us to go through. He said, now, look, Caritha kind of selfish. You know, she need to come up in the selfish area. I want her to be a giver. So don't you know I got to start giving even when, you know, it may cost me something. I said, ooh, but that's my last. But that's my last. You know, we got to be more like God, more like his image. That's who we're supposed to be like, our God. You know, of course, now, wait a minute. Maybe you were born in his image, but your image didn't change to look like the evil one. If your image looked like the evil one, when God comes, you're not going with him. You're going to stand before the judgment, but then he's not going to allow you to say, he's not going to say to you, well done, thy good and faithful servant. No, he's not. Mm-mm. So don't fool yourself. Well, you know God loves us. His eyes are on us. His ears are open to our prayers. He doesn't get tired of us calling on him. You know, your friends sometimes may look at the call ID and say, oh, yeah, that's Sister G. You know, I ain't answering her today. I got other things to do. Mm-mm. But God, he don't have to look at a call ID. He already know before I'm going to call him. Even before I know I'm going to call him, he knows it. And I thank God he don't say, now, look, you don't call on me 50 times today. Don't call me no more. No, he don't put no restrictions on us. He said, you could call on me morning, noon, and night, and I will answer. I will answer. So aren't we blessed? Yes, we are. And on that note, you know, God offers us salvation. What do we need to be saved from? We were all born with a sin nature. That's why Jesus had to come. So if you are not saved today, if you look in your Bible in Romans 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. He didn't say you might. He said you will be saved. So if you're not saved today, you can say, Jesus, I heard about you. I know a little bit, few things about you, but you are the great God. You're the one who created me, and I want to be saved. Because I know I was born in sin. My mother birthed me in sin. I'm in a world of sin. You know, I've lied, I've stole, I've cheated, I've done things against your will. I ain't put you first in my life. I didn't, you know, study your word like I should. I've been disobedient, I've been rebellious, I've been stubborn. Lord, I say that I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. So thank you for saving me. Once you accept Jesus as your Lord and are saved, you got to be faithful till you die. Human beings, you know, sometimes
We wander off the path. We stray off the path, knowingly or unknowingly. It's called backsliding. But we have to repent and be restored. So we got to stay on the path. And you know how to stay on the path? Study the Word. And when you study the Word, Jesus will show you how to stay on the path. And if you study the Word, if you stray off a little bit, he's going to let you know, you're off my path. You're on the wrong path. You're on the path of the enemy. Now, get back on my path. And don't you know God loves us so much? If just one of his children leaves, he's going to go and get them and bring them back and save them. So I thank God we serve an awesome God. Well, if there's anyone that needs prayer today, it's prayer time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. You can press 1 for prayer. Press 1 on your phone. Nobody need prayer today, huh? Good evening, Miss Liddell. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing, Miss Rick. How y'all doing? I've been enjoying the program.
Right.
Still have a little problem, but that's okay. I'm thankful. I'm blessed, you know.
Amen, amen.
Yes, Adam.
Yeah. Thank God you've been in this image almost 91 years.
Yes, almost.
Almost
there.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Good
I tell you the truth. Thank God.
Yes. How's your family?
They all doing nicely. It
okay.
Seems like everything is all right down there.
Ma'am?
I said everything is all right down there.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
As far as I know, all is well.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I like that part about when you ask God about doing something for you, because that happened to me in my life about 50 years ago. I asked him to do something for me, and he did it. And what I promised him I was going to do, I'm still trying to do it now. Continue doing it now.
Amen, amen.
I am.
Yes, I thank God for it. You know, that we can go to him and make requests, and we can also say, make promises to him. He's good to us.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody pressed 1 for prayer. I just clicked you on. So I'm going to pray. It's almost closing time, but I thank God for you being on with us. And I look forward to speaking to you on Saturday. We'll be on live again on Saturday, 1-619-789-4313.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're available, come on at 9 a.m. Saturday
mm-hmm.
morning for Bible Storyland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to seeing what God is going to do Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so thank you. Tell your family hello, Miss Liddell.
I will, darling.
All right. Okay, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you today, and we bless and honor you. We thank you that you are great and greatly to be praised. And, Father, I lift up everybody on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today, and I just thank you that you are so good to us, oh God. You are not only good to us, you're good to our families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you that you are a mighty God, the Almighty King. And Father God, as I close out today on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies, I lift up our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for our young men growing, our young boys growing up to be men, and our young ladies growing up to be ladies. So Father God, I thank you for wise counsel for them. I thank you for them being trained up in the way that they should go, oh God. And Father, as I read from Apostle Kimberly Daniel's book, Prayers That Bring Change, I thank you, oh God, for hearing our prayer for our seed, our children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for prosperity for our children, oh God. And Father, we repent of sins and iniquities of our past or present that may work against the lives of our children in a negative fashion. We call out our children by name, oh God. Let every hidden secret, every hidden thing operating behind the scenes in their lives be under the spotlight of the Holy Ghost, uncovered forever in Jesus' name. We command every generational sin in our lives and the lives of our ancestors to disconnect from our children in Jesus' name. We plead the blood over our children's navel. The blessings, not the curses, shall flow to our children. Every demonic, unbiblical cord is severed. All inheritances and rebelliously flow through the bloodline are cut off from our children forever. In Jesus' name, all destiny-devouring spirits are displaced by the destiny angel of the Lord. We walk in the authority that Jesus has given us over our seed. We break the powers of peer pressure and ungodly association. Our children shall lead and not follow. They are not bound by the influences or influenced by the spirit of this world. Every vicious cycle that is ruling over the heads of our children through association, incantation, our generational influence is destroyed by the whirlwind of the Lord. Self-inflicted curses through negative confession are broken. All negative words spoken over our children through ignorance or intention are erased. I cause the doors that have illegitimately or legitimately made a way for demonic activity to operate in our children's lives closed forever. All negative seeds that have been planted in our children's lives while they were sleeping are uprooted. The fallow grounds are broken up, and the seeds of the Lord displace them. Every entry point through a nightmare or dark vision through astral activity is closed continually. We plead the blood of Jesus over our children as they sleep at night. We command sweet sleep and divine rest upon our children. Incubus and succubus and all other forms of perversion are bound in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the terrors that come by night and declare that as the sun rises, it will shine favor upon our children. The will of God has captured our children's days. They shall fulfill the call of the Lord and be called blessed. Princes, powers, and spiritual wickedness in high places have no dominion over our children. The spiritual airways are prosperously over the heads of our children, and they shall live full lives. The statistics of the children of the world shall not overcome our children, because they are children of light. The countenance of our children shall shine above the children of the world. They shall not eat of the king's portion, but they shall continually be transformed into the image of Christ. Our children are in the world, but not of the world. The wealth of the wicked is finding its way to them. The heathen shall not be their inheritance. They shall possess the gates of their enemies and displace them. The God of the cosmos is bound and cannot prosper against them. Our children can discern the difference between what is holy and what is common. They shall not be set up or deceived by cosmetic fetishes, people, places, or things with demons attached. The borders are being extended for our children. They shall rise up and demand room to live. Rebellion, disobedience, and unbelief will have no rule over our children. We circumcise our children with a sharp knife, the word of the Lord, and pull them out of the way of the uncircumcised. Our children are wealthy, wise, and in a place to receive from God. They shall speak over their seed the words that we speak over them. Our children shall not be permanently taken out by sickness, disease, accidents, incidents, and cares of this world. They shall live long, prosperous lives and serve God eternally. This is the heritage of our seed for 1,000 generations. Let the words of our mouths be programmed in the heavens forever. Amen. Well, it's closing time on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. I thank God for each of you. I look forward to hearing from you on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And I thank God for you being obedient to Him. Have a God-filled evening. Have a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and year, 2013. This is a blessed year, a good year for every one of God's children. and even those, you know, he rain upon. So I thank God for you. Look forward to talking to you Saturday. Have a blessed night. Love you.